You are going to listen to a tour guide. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
All right, welcome to Vanderbilt University. I'm so glad to meet all of you and see you all coming out on this campus tour today. We've got a lovely, lovely hot day in July. This tour will take you all around Vanderbilt's campus, and I'm just going to talk about some of our programs and the history of the university. Vanderbilt was founded by Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt, who was a steel and iron baron. He gave a gift of $1 million to a group of Methodists to found a university in 1873, and that university became Vanderbilt. So now what you're looking at right now is Alumni Lawn, and this is where in the spring we have music concerts, and in May this is where all of our students graduate. This is a hangout place for the students. At any given time, you can see people out there reading and playing frisbee and football and just hanging out with friends. This is a very popular spot. So we're going to move on now to the engineering school. Vanderbilt is a private research university, and we pride ourselves on our medical and engineering schools. Now, what you're looking at right now is the Jacobs Believed in Me auditorium. There's a little story that goes behind this auditorium. There was a student several years back in the engineering school who was really struggling with his studies, and he was going to drop out of Vanderbilt, but he went to talk to his professor, Professor Jacobs. And Professor Jacobs gave him all the tutoring he needed, worked with him after school, and the student actually wound up graduating and becoming very, very successful, and he made a large donation back to Vanderbilt for this auditorium where classes are held today, and they named it Jacobs Believed in Me. And Vanderbilt is the founding school for the biomedical engineering major. It's a very popular major for students who want to go into medicine but also want to study engineering. So are any of you thinking of studying engineering? Yeah, a few. Good, a few hands. Well, you might want to consider biomedical. It's very popular. Now, walking back outside, you're going to see in front of you the main library. Vanderbilt is composed of 4 undergraduate and 6 graduate schools, including nursing, medical, law, etc. And each one of those has its own library with 3.3 million books. Now, about 2 million of those books can actually just be found online. So if you never, ever want to go into a library, and believe me, I know plenty of people who never set foot in a library, you can just sit out on this lovely day outside on the lawn and read your textbooks online. Vanderbilt is entirely wireless, so your laptop will work at any point on the campus. Now we're going to move on to Kirkland Hall. This is the main building on campus where our dean does his work, where all of our administrative work is done. Now you'll notice that there is only one bell tower that rings every hour on the hour. So there used to be, however, 2 bell towers when this was called Old Main. It was the the gymnasium, and there was a fire. And there were several books in here that were unfortunately lost, and the bell tower itself actually collapsed, and only one of the bell towers was rebuilt. So just a little piece of Vanderbilt history there. All right, welcome to Vanderbilt University. I'm so glad to meet all of you and see you all coming out on this campus tour today. We've got a lovely, lovely hot day in July. This tour will take you all around Vanderbilt's campus, and I'm just going to talk about some of our programs and the history of the university. Vanderbilt was founded by Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt, who was a steel and iron baron. He gave a gift of $1 million to a group of Methodists to found a university in 1873, and that university became Vanderbilt. So now what you're looking at right now is Alumni Lawn, and this is where in the spring we have music concerts, and in May this is where all of our students graduate. This is a hangout place for the students. At any given time, you can see people out there reading and playing frisbee and football and just hanging out with friends. This is a very popular spot. So we're going to move on now to the engineering school. Vanderbilt is a private research university, and we pride ourselves on our medical and engineering schools. Now, what you're looking at right now is the Jacobs Believed in Me auditorium. There's a little story that goes behind this auditorium. There was a student several years back in the engineering school who was really struggling with his studies, and he was going to drop out of Vanderbilt, but he went to talk to his professor, Professor Jacobs. And Professor Jacobs gave him all the tutoring he needed, worked with him after school, and the student actually wound up graduating and becoming very, very successful, and he made a large donation back to Vanderbilt for this auditorium where classes are held today, and they named it Jacobs Believed in Me. And Vanderbilt is the founding school for the biomedical engineering major. It's a very popular major for students who want to go into medicine but also want to study engineering. So are any of you thinking of studying engineering? Yeah, a few. Good, a few hands. Well, you might want to consider biomedical. It's very popular. Now, walking back outside, you're going to see in front of you the main library. Vanderbilt is composed of 4 undergraduate and 6 graduate schools, including nursing, medical, law, etc. And each one of those has its own library with 3.3 million books. Now, about 2 million of those books can actually just be found online. So if you never, ever want to go into a library, and believe me, I know plenty of people who never set foot in a library, you can just sit out on this lovely day outside on the lawn and read your textbooks online. Vanderbilt is entirely wireless, so your laptop will work at any point on the campus. Now we're going to move on to Kirkland Hall. This is the main building on campus where our dean does his work, where all of our administrative work is done. Now you'll notice that there is only one bell tower that rings every hour on the hour. So there used to be, however, 2 bell towers when this was called Old Main. It was the gymnasium, and there was a fire. And there were several books in here that were unfortunately lost, and the bell tower itself actually collapsed, and only one of the bell towers was rebuilt. So just a little piece of Vanderbilt history there.